In a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission. As every second, minute, hour, and moment collapses onto and into one another, you see a door close. I see an opportunity, a wedge, a portal, an opening, a crack in the space-time continuum, an opportunity to create and elevate what needs to be heightened. This isn't an end. This is a space of endings. When all it is right here, right now. And the greatest lesson within that unfolds.
We find ourselves at a very interesting crossroads, don't you think? We're somewhere between the end and the beginning. A cathartic kind of strangeness to be in. Not something that's brand new, but something we've recognized before, yet something we often don't stop to appreciate. Because in this precipice, in this design of the old versus the new, or the old into the new, or that space just between old in its one self and new in its new self. However we want to shape that connection, however we want to cross over to the other side, whatever that bridge is, whatever that chasm is, and however we want to connect the dots in this experience, we'll do that on the flip side of it. I think we get so lost in trying to define the shift that we end up not celebrating the shift. We end up stopping to embrace the shift. We end up getting lost in thinking of how innovation should work rather than accepting innovation. And it's a strange kind of concept for a strange kind of place that we are in now. Strange kind of world. But it is. And the message that keeps coming up is this void that we're dealing with, this chasm that we're crossing, this moment of uncertainty, this fear of the unknown that we're actually living out right here, right now. Like, I want you to just think about that, because we have this great fear of the unknown, right? We hold our dreams ransom at the fear of unknown. Hands up if you've done it. Mine are both up. Well, okay, only one, because I'm positioned in a strange place and making sure that the mic's working, but my hands are all up. And I'm noticing that it's a very interesting space, because we are in the unknown right here, right now, and we don't see that. We project this unknown and we turn it into something completely different, something completely outside of ourselves. Something completely unfathomable and incomprehensible and misunderstandable. Ooh. You know what I mean, right? And meanwhile, we're doing it right here, right now. And yes, maybe this feels a little bit overwhelming, or maybe this feels effortless. Maybe it's a contrast of emotions. Maybe you're like the Cape Town weather, which is changing constantly and in third, and every couple of seconds you're something else. Well, not seconds, but every couple of minutes or every couple of hours, you find yourself in new states and floating and vibrating in a new frequency. Because that is the unknown. That is us shaping and shifting and ebbing and flowing and trying to find our feet in that. I was reminded of this exercise the other day in Qigong, which I'm hoping to take up full throttle in 2016. Let me rephrase that. I have committed to taking to a whole new dimension in 2016. No place for hope here. Just commitment. And I'll tell you why in a sec. And it's an interesting particular move. There's a, it's something to the name of floating in the wind like bamboo, the English translation, of course. And it's this moment where you just kind of clasp your hands, put it over your solar plexus, and just breathe in gently and release. It's that moment between release and surrender. It's that tug of pull that happens between those two chasms, between those two moments. When you really let go into that, you find your body shaping and shifting and wedging and try to find its natural place of balance. And it's very often not what you think. It's not dead on. It's not dead center. Or maybe there's a compulsion to move forward or a compulsion to move back or a swirling of your body that's pulling you into a different direction and pulling you into a different emotion. And it's just a beautiful thing to notice that. And I had that contrasted with another move that I was doing the other day with a client of mine, and she was taking me through a brain gym educate experience where it was really about grounding, and you don't fluctuate. You just drop and you just root, and there's not a single vibration that pulls you out of that moment. Everything is dead in alignment. Everything's kind of bolted into place. And I found myself kind of thinking about that almost deadbolt structure versus this fluid ebb and flow where you're in your groove, you're in your element, you're feeling solid and planted, but you're just tilting, you're just weaving, you're just floating with the possibility. And it's a very exciting place. And that is, I guess, the unknown. Because I know when I first started doing that exercise, there was a part of me that wanted to go into deadbolt. There was a part of me that wanted to drop into the security and the security and the surety that I was there, I was present, I wasn't going to fall over, I wasn't going to go out of the space, I wasn't going to do something silly. And you get so up in your head about what's happening and trying to condition and program and myopically move your cells into doing the thing that it's supposed to be doing. And trying to deadbolt your experience on this planet and not being able to shapeshift with that. Now, I'm not saying the deadbolt is the wrong thing. I think the deadbolt works in a particular moment that once you've anchored and you move solidly and purposely with something into that moment, that there's a place of dropping in that, that you're in the cylindrical space and you're a solid beam of light. So in a way, it's being both worlds. It's being both in the here and the now, and being both in that precipice of knowing that today's actually influence tomorrow's. So that we're not necessarily just living for tomorrow, we're not hopeful dreamers, eternalizing what that could be on the other side, but that we're grounding it, but we're knowing that the choice we make right here, right now, is going to impact tomorrow. And I think that was also a fundamental shift that I had at a particular point when certain commitments came to charge, and that move from hope to commitment, that move from deciding rather than giving myself an option to do something or having it as a possibility, where you actually ground that experience, you actually hold that space in a moment of time. And it takes on a certain bigger body than yourself, because you notice that if I don't do this, then tomorrow on some level, I'm still going to be living out this experience, or I'm still going to have been buzzing on that frequency of I should have. Meanwhile, there's something right here, right now, that's ultimately going to change the course, the reality, and augment a potential new future, a potential new tomorrow. Because even if we're trending in the right direction, even if we've got all the forecasts pointing us in a particular way, there's splintering, there's nanoseconds, there's microscopic differences, there's like such slight nuances on how we choose to experience something and how we can take ourselves completely off course, or how that 0.001 degree traction, that commitment to just wedge into that space and move the needle into that, is going to exponentially expedite things way, way down the line and take you on a whole new space in a whole new time continuum. And I'm kind of glad we're having this conversation right now, because I've been thinking about designing the Ultimate 16 and sharing a masterclass experience with all the summiteers and all the summiteer followers and all the purpose-driven entrepreneurs who really want to embrace conscious practices and take their next level purpose to the global stage, to discover what that is and augment a new reality, a new consciousness that not only serves them and the planet, but, well, serves everything infinitum. It almost feels like there's nothing more than serving them and the planet, but that's another conversation for another time, for another dimension. And I'm hoping you'll meet me there for it. And it's been interesting how putting the experience of this masterclass together has felt actually really hard. I'm going to own this. It was really hard. Like, the content's there, the presentation's there, the class is there. But when it came down to putting it into a palatable format, doing this thing that I'm doing right now, putting words to this reality and helping to augment, shape, and give voice to what that is, I find myself moving through so many different structures and systems and veils and spaces and levels on certain different things, that it just kept dropping into presence. It just kept dropping into acceptance. It just kept dropping into a place of no words, of just being with you, you being with me, of not feeling guilty or perplexed that there's a pause, of not needing to jump in or save something or say something. Just presence. And in presence, the gateway to it being acceptance. To just being who you really are. Not becoming who you really are. Not evolving into who you really are. But peeling into who you are. And then evolving from there, from that expression, from that beingness, from that essence, from that supernova essence that you really are, that pinnacle fluid that you have that sets you apart in this cosmic realm exponentially. Because the answers really are within. And you already have all of that. You know, what if the universe told you this particular thing, this particular truth? In a world that's looking for, you know, it's interesting. There's been a lot of sharing, and there's even been some sharing that I've been doing on this particular topic of experiences that have kind of shaped the last year, or things that I've influenced or affected or been affected by. And the one particular point that I put out into the world was the fact that when you're ready to hear the answer, the guides will come. That we've always thought that when we ask the question, we're going to get the guides, we're going to get the answers, we're going to get all that. But sometimes there isn't that commitment to hearing the answer. sometimes the commitment is just to asking the question. And that's a very different mindset. I think asking the question is powerful. But when you couple it with being open to receiving an answer, on whatever time frame scale it needs to be, in whatever shape and form it needs to be, without expectation of there even being an answer, and letting that be the answer. There's an answer in the void, there's an answer in the silence. There's a very different frequency. Because very often we ask, are we there yet? Or how do we do this? And why should we do that? And the who's and the what's and the where's and the how's and the why's and all those other little things that we throw and spin into the cogwheel wheel and just kind of stick ourselves on and process ourselves on and define our human principles by, rather than noticing that that is a robotic extension of us, that is that artificial intelligence that's almost just clogging and connecting and just actualizing the process. That is the process, that is not the definitive of who we are, what we're here to experience. Very different dimensions, hugely different dimensions. So just notice that frequency shift. And when I put that out there, tenfold times, of course, when you're looking, the message keeps coming back to you. Everyone all of a sudden starts posting that quote, when the student is ready, the master will come. Just as I posted the sharing from the universe of when you're ready to hear the answer, the guides will come. And I thought that was a very interesting thing to be able to see that mirror and that juxtapose happening. And what that gifted me in a perspective shift was another little memo from the universe when I kind of tuned into what is this really about? How is this complimenting? Is this an affirmation? Is this something else? And the universe sharing this idea with us. And that is the idea of, what if the only truth was this? What if you are just the student, and the only thing you needed to master is that? That there isn't a moving to find a master to find things, and that doesn't discard any guides that will come through the process, because guides will always show up when you're ready to hear the answer. But that flip switch mentality on, we're so far seeking a space to hand ourselves over to something, to define ourselves by another's approval, to belong to something, to feel accepted by something, or to even hand our power over to something, that we then have to consult our gurus, our masters, our realities, to dictate what we need to do. And the truth of the universe is it doesn't work that way. There's a symbiotic relationship that happens between you and another. It hasn't been predetermined and fated and destined on that principle level, on that cellular level. We've been gifted something phenomenal, and we need to be able to learn to appreciate it and be present to it and absolutely hear it in its truth. The other big lesson in that is the idea of something that happens when we do honor the commitment, when we do honor our purpose, when we do honor our passion, and that is this crazy idea that at some point in our beingness, when our beingness starts supporting our doingness, that our doingness takes over, and that in that flip switch mentality, our purpose, our very reason for being, becomes our curse. The thing that once got us out of bed with drive, with passion, with perseverance, with all those different elements and so much more, now becomes the thing that disables us, or that we allow to disable ourselves from. It becomes too big, too overwhelming, too real to even fathom. And We then drop back into the unknown of what it could be, if this is where it's trending, what plausibilities and exponential equations could happen, what augmented realities could come out of the space, that we forget and we drop into a whole other void of a whole other thing and misplace the thing that we are in that moment. And that's been such a truth for a lot of us, for all of us, as humans, beings, as we're being human in that experience, that we do get trapped by that rush, that we do get trapped in that wormwheel, that black hole, that spinning wheel of endless confusion. And we make that our realities. We actually choose that as a reality because we respond to it and we accept it or we fight it. And by any of those emotions that we throw at it or take from it, we create a reality around that. Another thing I was sharing with a client the other day, which was so profound and true in her life, and she claims has made a huge shift in her space, was the idea of not reacting or responding to a day, but really being in the process of creating it. Like, what is it that you really want to create today? Beyond the to-do list, can we just pause the to-do list? Can we pause that part of your brain that's going, oh yeah, she just reminded me I needed to buy milk or bread or pick up something or make that call or that email or whatever else is kind of splintered up, or maybe a calendar reminder came up or a Facebook message came up or a tweet that you really want to retweet it followed, or you've already gone down the tweet channel and you're already playing there with one ear listening, one eye open to here, to now, to the fact that we're in a moment. And it's not about, okay, great, this year's closing, I might as well just press the pause button and then pick it up again next year. What you do today affects, impacts, and influences tomorrow. Pressing pause on today pushes out tomorrow. I know that tomorrow is going to come when the strike of midnight happens and our calendar and our clock thing, and tomorrow is going to be there, but we don't know that. Every moment of our existence is an unknown. And we've been done so well up until now. Maybe not really do well. Maybe we haven't actualized everything we wanted to be doing, but we're here, right? We're alive. We're capable. We're okay. We're still pretty much in our own good spaces, despite emotionality and despite other things. We're still breathing, right? At least we have breath going for us, right? We've got something going for us. So as you step full circle into this reality vortex, into potentially designing the best year yet and augmenting a new reality in this moment, in the moment between moments, in the way that you choose to be here, in the way that you choose to do this, is a huge, 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 I can't even think of the word for it. It's a huge honoring. It's a huge honoring of who you are as a being, who you are as a soul, who you are as a reason for being, as a purpose, who you are as a brand, who you are in relation to the environment and the people around you, and how you choose to light your light. And I'm honored that you, yes, you, have chosen to honor that space or shape that reality in the context of the words that is being shared in this conversation between you, me, and the universe. You, me, and a new reality You, me, and the promise of tomorrow. You, me, and age of consciousness. You, me, and all the unfolding, all the rippling, all the awakening that's happening around the world. It's a really powerful place to be. It's a really contrasting time and place to be. In fact, a client not so recently best defined it as being so empty and so overflowing at the same time, which was just something that shattered right through me as a yes. And your pendulum may be swinging between empty, drained, or overflowing avalanches. Wherever it finds itself in that space-time continuum, or whatever dualities it lives in, that is what is. And that has been the greatest unknown that we've been searching for, that we've been veiling, mystifying, and disconnecting ourselves from. But when you lift the veil on that experience, when you really get to be present and accept that reality, here we are, just floating through this experience, making the best of what we have, so that we can serve at our absolute truest in this space, in this world, in this moment.